cheers. These two turn for home 1-2. They're side by side with 3/16 of a mile to run. And from the back of the pen, here comes Usman Tesoro with a rush on the far outside. Al cheers to catch. Usman Tesoro gains in. Goes by. Usman Tesoro hits the front. Usman Tesoro wins the Dubai World Cup for Japan. Al cheers and England Rome right up.
And welcome to the podcast. It's World Cup Day 2024. This is the Flat Racing Guru, and I'll take you through all of the races and give you my tips for the World Cup meeting and go through each race. We'll start off with the Group 1 Maidan Dubai Carla Classic. That's a purebred Arabian race. 1 AF Arjoel led over 2,000 metres. Al Maktoum Challenge, pipped on the post by Sonny DeLoop, 1-2-1. Number 2 is RJS Jamaron, 1:15. I've got him on. Won the Group 1 over 1,600 in Doha. Beat El Frit by 2 lengths. Number 3, Al Qadam, 118. Fifth, the Kingmaker, Abu Dhabi. Number 4, Afsan Al Qalaida, won a Group 1, 128 by 4 at KBA Saudi Arabia. So this horse is quite decent. He's got a mark of 128, and if he can transfer that form from Riyadh to Maidan, he's going to be a very big danger. Number 5, Baraka, top class Maidan, purebred, UAE purebred, looks the best local purebred, won a Group 1 in Maidan, 26th of January, showed his true form, beating Alquam by 2 lengths. Number 6 is Bergam Al-Athbar, 116, unseated latest, previous won Group 1 in January, KBA Racetrack, Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. He has potential. That's number 6, Bergam Al-Athbar. Number 7, Fala, 114, I've got him on, second to Rich Like Me in December. Number 8, first class, regressive 7-year-old, not far. Number 9 is Hardy Dikari, 114, a group winner in France, so he's a French purebred Arabian. I don't think his mark's good enough for this race, but you know, you never count him out. Number 10 is RB Kingmaker, he's another one from Abu Dhabi, 1-2-3, Group 1 winner in Abu Dhabi. He has a decent rating, 170 in the last day. So RB Kingmaker, I'll just have a look at his price, RB Kingmaker. Hold on a second. RB Rich Like Me, 16-1, that's too big. RB Kingmaker. He's 12-1. Aye. Not that I think he'll win, but, you know, still decent. Number 11, Rich Like Me, is totally 16-1. What I can say that he wasn't ready last time, he was rested. So I think he could change the form around from his last race. It was known he was only 80% in that race. That's why he drifted so much, because the trainer had just getting an interview before the race saying he's only 80% today. He did lead, he was prepping, 100% prepper. So the 16-1 on offer for Rich Like Me is the most value in this race, I thought. Because if he comes back to his best form on the track he loves, he's going to give Barak a race. So that 16-1 is just simply crazy. Obviously, I don't know how the odds compilers give him 16-1. They would have knew the same as what we knew, that he wasn't ready last time. Number 12, Sonny DeLoop. Well, obviously, he won that race that Rich Like Me was in. Posted a decent number last day to win. Everything fell right. Rating says he has more to do today. That's Sonny DeLoop. Number 13, Tilal Al-Qaladeya, 128. Top-class Saudi form. He's a danger to all of transferring that form across tracks. So this 13, Tilal Al-Qaeda, he's 4-1. And that Afsan Al-Qaeda, who's 4-5 favourite, I think he is, when I last looked. But I think the one, let's forget about this two Saudi ones, right? Because it's the first time of this track. Obviously, they're brilliant horses. They could come first and second. And I couldn't tell you which. I think they're both equally as good as each other. I've got them both on 128, mind. Well, that's the best ratings I've got for those two, those Saudi purebreds. But I'm thinking Baraka number 5, and I'm thinking number 11, Rich Like Me. Baraka number 5 is 10-1, and 11, Rich Like Me is 16-1, right? If that was no fluke, Sonny DeLoop, you've also got to think about him, Sonny DeLoop as well. But I'm thinking he was 100% that day, and Rich Like Me wasn't. And Rich Like Me led, and that you could tell he was prepping for this race to just get that extra fitness. He led and then dropped away, and he never pushed him. That's what you call prepping. Prepping for another race. I mean, he's clearly to say to me, and I even cashed out my bet before the race on that horse, because I knew he, once the trainer says he's not going to win here, I just cashed my money out. And if I did tip him, I'm sorry, everyone else, because that's not fair on you. I mean, it was a Group 1. He should be 100%, really, shouldn't you? But he wasn't. So there's a couple of pointers there. So obviously, I'm respecting those two Saudi horses. Purebreds are absolutely brilliant horses. They've got big, big numbers as well. But I'm going for number 5, Baraka, to win. I really fancied him from the start. I just know Rich Like Me is a better horse than what we've seen last time. And it was proved because the trainer said he was 80%. He'll be 100% today. This is his target race for the year. Rich Like Me, same as Baraka. So these two are the target races. I'm not sure these two Saudi horses have targeted this race. They've had other targets in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. So these could be afterthoughts, and it's very hard to prepare horses if they're afterthoughts, if they're not targeted with a program. So I'm thinking King Baraka and Rich Like Me. And obviously you've got Sonny DeLoot and RB Kingmaker in between there as well. They're fantastic horses. So that's my picks there. So it's 5, 11, 4 and 13. In 10, 5, 11, 4, 13, and 10 in this group 1 Dubai Kayala Classic. Right, we'll go to the Godolphin Mile, which is race number 2 on the card, Saturday, which will be the 12:05 UK, 4:05 UAE time. Excuse me, I've got a frog in my throat this morning as well. I don't know what's wrong with it, but we'll go down the Godolphin Mile. I'll go down in the betting card numbers, what they've done. And some of these numbers are mixed up, because once I realised they weren't in the pot of numbers, went down in the betting card, because the betting came out very early this time. This week come out on Monday. So I actually done these on Monday. I just didn't want to post everything early. You know, I didn't want to let the old bookie get ahead of me. So I just wanted to see what prices he was laying, so, you know, so I can form my bets. So number 7, Saudi Crown, 136. Could lean, has top form. Had to stop, given a tactical ride from the front. Do me a look, what have I went for here? Right, number 2, Desert Wisdom, 118, solid performer here, top 6 maybe. Number 3, Eastern World, looking to recapture old form, 116. Number 9, Southern Artist, I've got him on 109, day out for connections, I've wrote. Number 4, Isolate, 134, previous winner, ran well on season debut in Riyadh, back on home soil, a very good chance. I've got here Isolate, and I think Isolate might win this. Number 5, Quarib, I've got him on 112 here. Runs well here at a lower level. Number 6, Remorse, I've got him on 98 once, useful. lost all form recently. And he knew that Remorse was in the Saudi Cup. He was in the mix, wasn't he? And he's just lost his form, you know. But he's got some good back class for a horse like that. So you cannot rule him out totally. Number 8, Scotland Yard. You see, I'm not going 7 and 8. So I started off with number 7. So I just done it in what the betting order was because they've done the early betting. Normally, it's I go down the card 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. But they've done the betting so early this week, I just went, looked through the form, as it was in the betting order. Number 8, Scotland Yard. Have I already said him? 114, 170. Could surprise it. It's huge. Yeah. Scotland Yard, I've got him on 114, 117, but he could surprise each way at huge odds. So I must have seen something in him. Number 10, Swing Vote, 114, was no match for Lorarilla. Lorarilla last time, still time to improve further. Top 7. Number 11, Two Rivers, over 124, one stakes race. Zia Park, 4th in Santa Anita Group 2, each way shout at best if he takes to the track. Number 12, Walker Stars. I've got him on 107 plus plus, so that means he's totally unexposed. I think I fancied that Walk of Stars as well, didn't I? Yeah, I did fancy him each way, that Walk of Stars. So put him down in, as an each way chance for yourselves, because I really did like him. But I have put two horses in front of him, but I did start to like him more and more. Walk of Stars, I've got 107 plus plus. When I do the plus plus sign, that means he's got much more. When I do the single plus, he's got improved about 5-6 pounds. When I do the plus plus, I think he could improve plus 10 pounds. That's why I do put that down. Unexposed 5-year-old looks a type to step up, huge big chance. Number 13, Dakoli, Group 1 winner in Uruguay. Interesting sort on paper. Right, so in the Group 1 Dirt Mile, that's just race 2 on the card. I went for 4-1, 12, 2 and 8. That's my top 5. That's 4-1, 12, 2 and 8. And also remember what I said about a couple of them horses there. Race 3, it's a 2-mile Dubai Gold Cup. Number 16, Tower of London, 134. Stepped up to win a Group 3 at Riyadh. 13, Trollerman, 132. Improved to win in a 3 in a row, 23, that's this year. Number 4, Eldar Eldarov, 130, is a cup horse. Potential now is 5. Group 1 win on the Curragh. St. Ledger, 2024, could be his year. Now, I did, if you remember, 2 years ago, I told you Coleraine would win the Gold Cup at Royal Ascot, and we got it right. And I've always tipped Coleraine in these races. I think he's a brilliant horse. But he is getting on. But last year, if you were following us on on the tips, I did say this. I fancy this Eldar Eldarov to come good when he's a bit older. And I think this could be his year, you know, Eldar Eldarov. I really like him as a cup horse this year. Number 11, Siskani, 127. Scraped home late, this needs more. Number 2, Coltrane, he's in it. Lovely horse. I've loved him since he was a 3-4-year-old. I did tip him for Royal Ascot and he won. We only got 6-1 or something, didn't we? Or was it 17-2? Cup horse, Royal Ascot winner, should go well. Number 6, Gavioletto. Cup horse of note, could be still improving. He's a contender, this Gavioletto. Now, he's an interesting horse, I thought. He could either go well this year or just flop. He's one of them, and I just don't know which way he's going to go. But if he does go well, and improve, it's going to be hard to beat in a lot of races. Number 5, Enemy, 125, is a decent steer, just below a few of these. Number 1, Alnea, 122, he likes it soft. Group 1, 4th in France. Number 12, Soba, 127, soft. Group 2, winner in France on soft. Number 9, Roberto Escobar, he's done with a few favours in the past. 125 at best, should win more races in the UK, day out for owners. 15, Savannah's Knight, 124, improving 4-year-old, want to follow back in France, 2024. I do like him when he goes back to France. I'm going to follow him. Number 7, Ian Barrows, 128. He's decent form at best, ran below best in Riyadh, 104 only, so he needs to come back. Number 14 is Libyan Glass, 116 latest. His best is 132. Not a shock if he runs well at huge odds based on back class. Number 8, Passion and Glory, regressing 8-year-old. Number 10, Seastone, 127. Now, this is a very interesting horse, Seastone. I don't know why he's such a big price. Could run way past his official mark at huge odds. He was 80-1, and I have got him on the bottom, you know, Seastone. If you can get each way extra, I can't get on Bet365 because it throws off. In the do the each way extra betting, you can get the fourth. If your bookie's not going four places in this, you know what, I'll try and get four places for, or four or five places for Seastone. I do think he'll come on the bottom there because I like him on this track. I really like him. And he's not bad. He's not bad. His numbers are not bad as well. It's crazy, crazy odd. So you've got to have a go. So my tip for this race is number 4, Eldar Eldarov. Big surprise there. And this is my cup horse for this year, folks, ahead of Coltrane. Number 11, Siskani. I think Coltrane might going to need it. And then he'll run really well next time out. That's my feeling. But I haven't put Coltrane down. I don't know why. I just thought, I know the horse well, and he might not just perform today. But I don't know why, but I might be totally wrong, but I'm just hoping Eldar Eldarov is going to do what I think he's going to do when I had marked him down last year. It's just another year older. The horse is a big thing. Beautiful horse. Beautiful turned out horse. Number 11, Siskani. So I've got 4, 11, 6. That's Gavioletto, that interesting one for third. And then I've got Seastone on the bottom of my ticket for fourth. So that's 4, 11, 6 and 10. And as I say, if he can get each way extra for that Seastone, because he was, give me a look. I have to have a look at the betting here. I haven't got on the right page. Yeah, Tower of London, the favourite. I just didn't like him here. 134, step up, won a group three in Riyadh. I just don't like those O'Brien horses in the UAE. Yeah, Seastone 66-1 here. So he has come in from 80-1. He was 80-1 the other day. He's 66-1 here, but he might be big on a different betting place. But this is Coral. This is a bookie I'm with now, Coral. All the rest of them, that Paddy Power, Betfair, Bet365, and Sky Bet all fired me. Sent me a letter, you're not allowed to bet with us no more. And I don't know why even Paddy Power used to take me to Cheltenham years ago. Paddy Power, I used to meet him in the little, his little box and everything. I haven't contacted him, but, you know, I could just say, hey, what's going on? Because he's not even in charge of that company, you know what I mean? He was just the face of it. He had sold it years ago. He was still the face of it, though. He just sat in on the board meetings. He didn't run anything. But he used to take me to Cheltenham, Paddy Power. I've got loads of photos with him, me and my mate. Great guy. So, hold on. Al Quad Sprint. Yeah, that was good times when we owned horses. We owned horses with Michael Owen, standing in the ring at Royal Ascot with Michael Owen and all the sheikhs and everyone. The royalties and all this, talking to Michael Owen and everything like that, because we had a share in one of his horses at Royal Ascot. I'm digressing, so let's get on with this. Right, we're on the Al Quad Sprint now. Let's have a look. This is race 4. The Al Quad Sprint, 115 UK, so that'll be 2, 3, 4. That'll be 5:15 in the UAE, but it's race 4 on your card. Number 11, I'll go down in betting card order. Well, I thought Frost of Dawn, number 11. I did like Frost of Dawn. 130. This race is, right, the draw wasn't done when I done this race, so I'm going to have to, yeah, what have I got? Depends on the draw on the bottom. So this is all up in the air again. 1, 2, 3, 4. Right, you've got to bear with me here because when I picked these, the draw wasn't made. What were my numbers? Oh, yes, I just put on the tips, depends on the draw. Right, I just want to know where Frost of Dawn is drawn. UAE Derby. 1, 2, 3, 4. So the Alcor Sprinters. Hold on. Race 3. Hold on. Have I stepped over the racing? Oh, yes, because this is a racing post. They haven't got the 11:30 in, have they? So I'm stepping out of it. I'm looking at race 4 and it's the wrong race. Right, drawn 8. Star of Mystery. Oh, my God. Frost at Dawn is drawn in the 1. That's my tip, folks. Even though it's a 6 furlong, it's a straight 6 today. Right, and the low draw is Frost at Dawn. Frost at Dawn, if you get a rail draw, could be the bet at 10-1. Given a great thumbs up as alternative to Star of Mystery last time by me, if you remember. We had him, what was your price? He was 33-1. I got 40-1. I got 40-1 for Frost at Dawn. Obviously, I backed Star of Mystery, but I told you that Frost at Dawn was a massive price, if you remember, and to have a bet on it. And we got it in. I don't think Star of Mystery was on his top game, you know. I think Star of Mystery would be absolute. He's drawn in 8. That's not bad. Frankie de Torre's riding him. I think this is one of the fastest horses I've ever seen in the last 2 furlongs in my life. And we'll see. He can do it over 6 as well. 6 is probably better for him than 5 because, you know, he comes from so far back. But you never see a horse run this fast. I don't think we've seen the horse the last time. I think he was prepping. It looked to me like he was prepping. And in Star Frost at Dawn just was, you know, was really fast, really fast. Now, this extra furlong is going to let Star of Mystery catch up. And he's drawn in 8. He's had a good enough draw to get through. The only trouble with Star of Mystery here is getting through the traffic because he did have troubles 3 runs back at in Maidan over 6 when he beat Starlust. If you remember, he was coming through traffic and he had the red cap on. He didn't have the blue cap. If I remember rightly, had the red cap on, and he nearly got stopped twice, and that's why we must take an alternative here, because you've got to put Star of Mystery on your bet as a win, but you've also got to have Frost at Dawn on your bet. I'll go through the thing. Star of Mystery, 130 plus extra furlong will be in the making of this year's fastest horse over 6 furlong worldwide. I'm predicting winner Knapp 3-1. This only problem will be negotiating the traffic and hopefully come wide late. And if the jockey does not ride a good race or finding the gaps, then she won't win. That's what I've written down on my analyst. Number 2, California Spangle, 131, Hong Kong Group 1 winner. Used to go in right-handed, straight 6 furlongs as a question mark. Top class, however, with a 136 best rating. Number 3, Casa Creed, 132, top class in the UK sprinter. First run of the season and is now an 8-year-old, question marks. Number 5, Diligent Harry, 127, useful performer in the UK Group 3, 2 level. Number 4, Dania, 127, could be very dangerous today, back at 6 furlongs with this in 23 and prepped to go. So I think Dania is another good chance. Where's he drawn? He's drawn in 7. That is not a bad draw for this race, especially for the 6 furlongs, because they come into the chute. Number 6, Emirate Ara, formerly useful, one local group, one in Doha. Number 9, Pontos is a fast thing. Where's Pontos? Because he's going to be the pace. He's drawn in 3. That's absolutely perfect. I would even have a bet on Pontos at each way. He's 50-1 because he's very, very fast. So if you've got Frost at Dawn and Pontos Dawn 1 and 3, there's going to be absolutely massive pace angle on the low draw here. So it's just going to be so fast. And then Dania drawn 7, he can follow them through. And Star of Mystery, he can follow them through as well. And I wouldn't even count out that Belal at 80-1. I wouldn't even count him out because he'd get towed into the race. And he's not a bad horse. He's an improving 6-year-old. And I think he's still unexposed at 6 at sprinting. And he's going stepping up another furlong here. He didn't do well over this track in December 22. But since then, he's really improved over the five furlongs at Jebel Ali and Maidan. And he does equally as well on the dirt and the turf. So I thought 80 to 1 was a bit of a crazy, and he's drawn in the right place. So even Bilal would have a chance for me at 80 to 1 in this type of race, especially Pontos at 50 to 1. He's a very fast horse. Obviously, I give him a big mention. Last time he was away really fast. Yeah, I said he would be the pace, and he couldn't keep up with Frosted Dawn, could he? He did lead down the centre, but he was headed by Frosted Dawn. But Frosted Dawn was sort of cantering. Frosted Dawn could have took Pontos at any time, I thought. But still, Pontos is a fast, fast horse. But this six furlong is obviously going to tire later on even more. But I think Frosted Dawn's got the perfect opportunity to take it up in the last furlong. And then you're just wondering, can Star of Mystery get through the gaps? If Star of Mystery can get through the gaps, I think he'll get past Frosted Dawn, because he's so, so fast. I'm telling you now, this is the fastest horse I've seen over the final two furlongs of a 5-6 furlong race. There's no horse in the world that could match the speed. And I think this is their star sprinter, Star of Mystery for Godolphin Worldwide. I think he'll go everywhere in all the big sprint races and end up in, the Breeders' Cup. So those are my tips. Star of Mystery to win and put the saver Frosted Dawn. Have a little bit on Pontos each way if he lasts home, and especially that Bill Lale as well at 80 to 1. Just small. And obviously, my other each way horse is number 4, Danya. So that's that race. Now we're going to the UAE Derby. It's a Group 2. Number 1, Autobahn, 33 to 1, 120, totally unexposed. Two nice prep runs over course and distance. He's a type to improve by far, local conditions winner for me. And I think he's a really nice horse, folks, Autobahn. Let's have a look at what price he is. This could be the surprise of the season. I think it'd be a good price as well, 25 to 1. Right, he's been prepping for the last two runs, right? He's been prepping. He hasn't been trying, he's been prepping, but he showed a lot. I've got him on 20 plus, unexposed, right? Two nice prep runs over course and distance. Time to improve big for the local conditions winner. I've got him as an each way chance. Number 5, Forever Young, 124, 1 Saudi Derby, a big pot. Just got the better of Bookham Dano in a hard race. He had a hard race, but Saudi form does transfer over to Maidan, I must tell you that. Number 8, Henry Adams, 125. Not impossible, could take to dirt. Danger if he does. Number 12, Panda Gate, 127. Aqueduct winner, stakes winner. Chance here for sure, nicely bred. Number 6, George Tesoro, useful Japanese winner, stretches out further. Number 10, Mendelssohn Bay, 124, nice win, last day go well. Number 7, Guns and Glory, 114, day out for connections. Number 9, Killer Collect, 122 plus, was 100 last day. May not confirm form with Autobahn. I really like that race, Killer Collect, but I thought Autobahn was just prepping, and he had loads left. When he's 100%, he'll improve way past Killer Collect. Number 11, Navy Seal, all well, not a surprise if he were to go close. Strange run latest, but aren't they all before they win it? Big times, 10 times the odds. So that Navy Seal has a chance. Number 3, Rock War, Group 1, placed in Uruguay. So my tip is 12, 1, 5 and 11, or 1, 12, 5 and 11. So that's 12, Panda Gate, or 1, Autobahn. I really like this Panda Gate, this American horse. I really like the form. The reason I put 12 and 1 and 1 and 12 is I don't know if Panda Gate's going to act on the track. A lot of them, these American horses, fail on the first run and then do well next time. And a lot of them take to the track straight away. So, you've got to have a little saver. So I went for 12, 1, 5, 11, 1, 12, 5, 11. And Autobahn is way too big for me. because you've got to notice that this horse is prepping. Obviously, the favourite, the Japanese favourite, Forever Young, he's got an absolute good chance, but I've got him in third only, and I think there's two more interesting horses for the local conditions. And now we go to the next race. It's a lot of racing, isn't it? It's a Dubai Golden Shaheen, 6-1, six furlongs, and we're back on the dirt, the favourite dirt. Number 14, Tuz, he's 132 at best. If back to best, vulnerable if leads. I've always liked Tuz, give him out, tipped him loads of times, and he's won for us. Number 9, Mohib, local improver, 129. I've given him the 2+2+. So I must like him. Number 6, Igniter, 131, Japan local form for Japan. So he's a top class in Japan. 130 plus is like, you know, group 2, group 1 sort of thing. Once you get past the 130s, you know, into the 140s. 140 is like group 1, 135 to 140 group 1. Bold Journey, 126, likes slow dirt over 6 furlongs on flat place race. Staying on, but others may be gone by then. Bold Journey's he likes to come off the pace. Number 5, Hopkins, 127, race could be run to suit this fella. Each way chances. I did like Hopkins. I think he's Bob Baffin's horse. Remake, 129, Japanese star sprinter. Oh, this horse is absolutely brilliant. 129, likely to go very close to the win this time in what looks one of the best sprints in the history of the UAE. It is a fantastic race, folks. Number 13, Sibelius, 129, prepped to win a Tampa for an attempt to repeat 2023. Close each way. So Sibelius won this last year, absolutely 129, same as Remake, 129. You've got Igniter, 131 for Japan. Then you've got Mohib, the local horse, 129++. Absolutely fantastic. Natakami, 132, third in the Breeders' Cup, earned a top rating, but will need everything to fall right. Still a serious contender. That's number 10, Natakami. So I've went for 11, Remake, in this race. Number 9, Mohib, 5, Hopkins, and 1, Bold Journey, because he'd be staying on. So that's 11, 9, 5, 1. That's in the Dubai Golden Shaheen, 6 furlong, group 1 on dirt. We're now in the Dubai Turf, 310 UK, over at 9 furlongs. It's 4 million race. Number 5, D Juice, 139. Top class Japanese, 12 furlong, group 1 winner. Cuts back in distance concerns. Number 10, Measured Time, 130+10. Totally unexposed against this group of runners over court and distance. He has excelled, is bound to improve at least another £10 today and win. So this is Measured Time number 10. And I have went for this horse to win. Number 7, Lord North, won this in 2023. A fantastic horse. Nice prep at Sutherland, February 24. Number 4, Dan and Beluga, 135. This is top class group 1 numbers. Comes here fresh without a prep is a massive danger and will be running on fast and late. Exciting 5-year-old, could be his year, whatever happens here. Number 6, Nashua, 140 mares allowance, makes her viable going. Blamed for latest poor performance. The going was blamed for latest poor performance, but still an excellent Nashua. That's 140. He's got the mares allowance with, and so he really tops the ratings, really. Luxembourg, 139, another head, one big number horse. Head scratcher, why this horse is 14-1. Question mark, winning chance on form, top 4 last 6 group 1 runs. So Luxembourg is another one that is very, very, got an excellent chance and is crazy odds. 14-1, Voyage Bubble, 139, runs all come off other leads. Namo, San Donito, Maternal Sky, Factual, others to consider. So Namo San Donato, Maternal Sky, Factor Cheval, or others to consider. So my tip is 10 Measured Time and to beat 4 Dan and Beluga. So I've went for 10, 4, 7, 8, 6. So that's in the Dubai Turf, 10, 4, 7, 8, 6. The Dubai Shima Classic, that's in the 4 p.m. This is the second last race. 1 mile, 4 furlong, 8 p.m. UAE, 4 p.m. UK, 12 Liberty Island, 140 multiple grade 1 winner in Japan over 12 furlongs, Four lengths behind Equinox is not too shabby, leading Japanese Hope. Number 9, August Roden, 141, top class individual, over 12 furlongs, a few crabbed. The positioning of Moore in the Breeders' Cup, if you remember, he come up the inside and they opened the Red Sea for him. Turf with the parting of the Red Sea to allow him to win. And a lot of people liked that run and a lot of experts said, no, they just let him win. So he still won, so that's what they do. Number 10, Emily Upjohn, 442. Mayor's allowance puts her bang there on the numbers. Coronation Cup winner, the target again in June. So Emily Upjohn will definitely be going for the Coronation Cup this year again. Number 11, Stars on Earth, 136, placed in so many big races in Japan, just off the best of these. 4, Rebels Romance, 137, won in Doha, just behind a few of these, but it's reaching peak of the year and could surprise. Number 1, Jungo, top class French, German, Hong Kong winner, group winner, not out of it. Number 2, Justin Palace, another huge Japanese runner. This is a fantastic race. Justin Palace, another huge Japanese runner, 136, is not far off the best. Honestly, this has got to be the best World Cup I've ever seen for years and years. Number 8, Spirit Dancer, 132, a smart horse, but needs to find £10 at 7. So that went for number 12, 11, 2 and 4. So 12, that's Liberty Island, to be 11, Stars on Earth, and then 2, Justin Palace, and then 4, Rebels Romance. So that's 12, 11, 2 and 4. I've went in the Dubai Shima. Now we've got to the Dubai World Cup. Now I've got an interesting tip here for you in the Dubai World Cup, folks. And you're going to probably think, crazy, Osaba Tesoro will come and win it. Not necessarily. I mean, he does come from a long way back. I think the track will be a bit faster today as well. And I'm going to go for 16-1 chance, Laurel River. 137 could be the one. Absolute machine. Forget first run in the UAE, all profiled. Right, I think this horse is absolutely fantastic. Forget about that seventh on his debut. I think he'll be spot on today. And I think they won't catch him. I think this Osaba Tesoro, just beaten in Saudi Cup. Recent history suggests Riyadh form does travel to Maidan, obviously, because he won this last year. Fine chance. Trouble has come from a long way off the pace. And this race could be over with Laurel River by that time. He'll be catching him, Osaba Tesoro, but I don't think he'll get there this time. I don't know why. If you want to back Osaba Tesoro, go ahead. But he'll be, you know, he'll have to come from a mile back again. And Riyadh is a very slow track. It's one of the it's the slowest dirt track in the world. That's why he loves it there. And I think he got lucky on a slow UAE track last year, and I don't think it's riding slow this year. It's riding a lot faster. And I think he's going to be in trouble, the favourite. Number 6, Kabakurkan. Race might not work here. Look at a different number 6, Kabakurkan. Both runs here looking mighty impressive. Serious chance. Son of Californian Crope. Black type on the dam side. Way back would suggest another visit to see Californian Foam for the mare, because the first two foals didn't work, but this one did with Californian Chrome. So this is the best, the son of this mare. And she went to see Californian Chrome, and they've made a really good horse in this Kabakurkan. So you need to see a full. You need to send California Chrome back to that same mare if they want a decent another decent horse out of her, because obviously that is a good mix for her, because she's tried other stallions and they haven't worked. So if you're listening, if you're a breeder, you need to send Californian Chrome back to the same mare as Kabakurkan's mother, sort of thing. Yeah, you know what I mean. 4, Derma Sotgate, 138, won the Derby here last year after a third in Riyadh, has a chance. Number 10, Senor Buscador, 137, winner of the Saudi Cup, coming late to head Osaba Tesoro. Needs to be closer to date in what looks the best World Cup on record. It's an absolutely fantastic race. Newgate 133, US winner needs more to win this, improving though. Number 8, Military Law, could grab a place at Hugh George today, likes it here. Right, I've went for 16, Laurel River. I think he's going to be a really good horse on this track and track and everything. I just love the way he won last time out, and it just looked so easy. I don't think they'll beat him today, to Laurel River. I think Laurel River will win. He's 16-1, so I've went for 7. That's Laurel River. 4. That's Dermasotogate, the Japanese runner. Number 6, which is Kaburkan. And then number 8, which is Military Law, and that's 50-1. So I went for 7, 4, 6, 8. And I've totally left the favourite out, Ushuapa Tesoro, which might be the craziest thing ever. But I think the track is faster, and he'll not get there this time. So I think Laurel Winner will win this race. Right, and if you want some tips for Newcastle today, I have done Newcastle, and it's Friday, Good Friday. So I'll just give you a quick go down the numbers. If you want this, because it's a long podcast, is race 1 at Good Friday, right? I've went for number 7, 1, 2, and 5. 7 is Silent Age, form franked. I've got him 110 with the 2 plus signs. Owen, I've got 109. Cuban Tiger, I've got on 1-3 with the plus sign. So I went for 7, 1, 2, and 5. Race 2, I went for 8, 9, 12, and 5. That's 8. That's Vaguely Royal, I've got him on 121. Number 9 is Houth. I've got him on 117 with a plus. He's an interesting runner at big prices. Number 12, 117. And number 5, 12 is Max Vega. I think he's got a great chance as well. And number 5 is Sporting Army. That is an absolutely brilliant race. If any one of them could win. Number race 3, Fire Demon, 109. I've got one for 7, 1, 6, 11, and 9. So 7 is Media Shower. Number 1 is Some Liar. Number 6 is Fire Demon. Number 11 is Cross the Tracks. Number 9 is Daring Legend. And again, any of them 5 could win. But that's the order I like them in, 7, 1, 6, 11, and 9. Number race 4 at the Good Friday finals is number 6, Shades of Summer to win, 4, Wildside for the place, 7, Just a Spark for the place, and 8, on the bottom of your ticket, Sybil Charm. Race 5, Cover Up, 124, so I've went for 15, sorry, which is Sol Ray, 121 each way. He wasn't the best numbers, but I think he could run way past his mark of 121. A lot of these will be running past their marks today. Number 4, Cover Up, 124 plus. He's definitely got a chance. This is the numbers in race 5. 15, 14, 4. And any of those top 3 could win. Then I've went for 8 on the bottom. Or even 1. 8 and 1 on the bottom if you can add them both. So, you can just mix them up. Race 6, I went for 11, 2, 10, 14, and 1. So that's 11. I think that's Penzance to beat number 2, Hooking. I thought it was close between those two. So that's 11, 2, 10, 14, and 1 for race 6. Race 7, I've gone for 11, 5, and 1. 11, 5, and 1. I haven't done Chelmsford or Lingfield. I don't really got a good strike rate of those tracks. I have my odd days, but I don't really study the form of Chelmsford and Lingfield. I do study the form at Newcastle. That's why I've given you those. So that's a Flat Racing Guru out, and I hope you have a great day. This is an absolutely brilliant World Cup, right? So enjoy it. Guru out, and I'll see you all next year. If I do put podcasts up, this year, further podcasts, keep an eye out. It'll be for 2-year-olds. And I'll try and find the 2-year-old race with no horses ran before. and I'll go through every horse, and I'll give you a rating. I'll handicap the horse, and it hasn't even run, right? And I'll show you how it's done. Okay, and you'll see that it's totally not all the prices. All the prices are based on whispers or the horses that have done, the trials. That's all. The ones who's done the trials, the horses that's done the trials are the most interesting ones, right? And they're always head of the betting, but it's not always that, because I find it doesn't matter what price they are. It's got nothing to do with the betting, the way I pick these horses. Nothing to do with the betting. And you'll find that it doesn't matter what price they are, they all win. I mean, regularly get like 500 to 1,000 two-year-old winners a year, that unraced two-year-olds, and the same with three-year-olds. And so that's a guru out.